Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. A little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, and I'm glad you're here. I told you earlier that Ron Shimoni was going to be with us, but we're having some technical difficulty connecting with him, so I'm going to continue to talk to you about something that we've been talking about already today, and that is the fact that this is Customer Service Week. Customer Care Week, as my good friend Joanna Brandy would say, customer care, not customer service. And, you know, I don't care what you call it. She says, Joanna says customer service is what you do when people are complaining. And she makes a good distinction if you think about it. You know, she says, all right, somebody comes back, they got a broken part, they got something that wasn't what they expected, or they've got some kind of an issue, whatever it may be. She says that's customer service. She says customer care is what you do when you're taking care of customers and everything is just fine. You're waiting on them, you're getting them what they want, you're delivering the product, you're taking their money, you're making the change, you're packaging it up, and you're helping them to their car, whatever, all that. So I think that's a good distinction, isn't it? So I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time, ladies and gentlemen. I think we can differentiate between customer care and customer service, and I think that might be a good way to establish the training for your employees. Is think about that. Say, okay, when customers walk in the door, we're caring for them. As you know, I like to say we're loving them up. And so they walk in the door and they ask you a question, or they say, oh, I'm just looking, whatever it may be, however the exchange happens. You're in the customer care mode there. They buy something and the whole transaction, whatever it is, whether they buy or don't buy, you're in the customer care mode. And at that moment, your goal is to help them have a wonderful experience. Because remember what I've said before, folks, about what you sell. Don't get over yourself. Get over your products. Get over your service. All of that is, when I say service, I mean like delivery and you know, the way you present things on the shelf or whatever. All of that's a commodity. Every single bit of, there is nothing that you sell or any service that you provide that can't be found somewhere else. So all that's a commodity. So the reason this customer service is customer care debate or issue or discussion is so important is because that is the only thing that differentiates you from the company down the street that sells exactly what you sell, or the company on the internet that sells exactly what you sell. And that is the experience that they have with you, the way they believe, the way they feel that you interact with them. Were you friendly? Did you thank them for coming in? Did you thank them for their business? Did you ask them how they found out about you? Did you ask them their opinion about anything? You know, people love to have someone say, what do you think about this? So what would happen if a customer walked in and you said, by the way, we're trying to get our customers' opinions about how we arrange our store. Do you have any thoughts? We would love to have your opinion of this or that. People love that. I like that. Don't you love it when somebody asks your opinion? Of course we do, because that means that you think that I've got an opinion that's worth listening to. It's a great human thing to do. So think about the experience that people have with you when they come in the store. Everybody's happy, they're shopping, they're buying, and there's nothing wrong. That's customer care. That's when we're caring for this customer. That's when we're trying to give them this wonderful experience. And this is when we're saying thank you. And this is when we're not saying no problem. I'm going to repeat that. This is when we're not saying no problem. I mean, think about this. I mean, I know I've talked about this before. I've written about it, and it's one of my soapboxes. But imagine this. Customer comes in. Everybody's happy. They're smiling. Hey, I'm good. Glad to be here. Love your store. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, wow, you have my stuff. You have this. Thank you for stocking this. And then you say, no problem. How about that? Now, why don't you just hit the customer with a bucket of cold water? Why don't you just go ahead and do that? Because it's the same thing. It has the same effect. It completely takes the wow out of this exchange. It completely takes the love out of this exchange. It completely derails any kind of momentum, any kind of positive momentum and memory that the customer might have. It takes that away when you say no problem. Because when they say, wow, you've got my product, thank you for stocking this, just say, well, I'm so glad that you're happy about that, or you're welcome, or it's our pleasure. It's something that we love to do, is make sure our customer, you know, there must be 1,000 things you could say that would be positive, that would be consistent with loving up a customer. There must be 1,000 things you could say besides no problem. So please don't say that. Please tell your customer, your employees, train them not to say that. So this is the customer care part of the relationship with customers. This is the loving them up part of taking care of customers. This is the part where you're trying to get them to have this really wonderful, this really exceptional experience with you. So that when they leave, whether they buy anything or not, they've got a warm feeling about you. They got a warm glow about what's going on, what just happened. And they will tell their friends. And today, with the internet, with social media, and the ability for people to talk about you and to tell others about you in cyberspace, even if they don't buy anything from you, today people are talking about that. Just went in this store, and those people were so nice to me. I didn't buy anything, and you would have thought I was their longtime customer. That's the kinds of things that happen. And those are the kinds of things that can be captured and put on your website. You can find those quotes and put them on your website. And when we come back, we're going to transfer from customer care to customer service. What do we do when things are not going so well? When there's an issue that the customer has? Stay with us. 20 after. So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore. Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. That's Bobby Darin, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. That's one of the greats of all time, in my opinion. It's 23 after. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Lots of stuff there that we have put together from the work of our organization, as well as our Brain Trust members, 1,500 plus members, the largest community of small business experts in the world. And we built it so that you could use it and without having to do anything but show up. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to subscribe to anything. You don't have to give it. Tell us who you are. You can use it. Now, if you want to be part of my newsletter subscriber base, then we need to know your email. That's all we have to have. You can tell us other stuff if you want, but we just need your email address, and we'll send that to you. The newsletter every Sunday afternoon, so I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And, of course, I'm on Twitter if you want to follow me there, Jim Blasingame, at Jim Blasingame. I'm talking about, it's customer service week, folks, and I'm talking about, in the previous segment, I was talking about customer care. As my friend Joanna Brandy, our Brain Trust member, and Joanna Brandy says, customer care is what you do with people when everybody's happy. Customer service is what you do when there are issues, when there's something going on that you got to fix. And so in the previous segment, I talked about customer care, how to love up your customers and make them happy and wow them and help them have a wonderful experience. Well, guess what, folks? believe it or not, it might be a little harder to perform customer care than customer service. And you're saying, well, I can't believe you said that. I mean, it's somebody brings something back, they're not happy, maybe they're irate, maybe they're really disappointed, maybe you know there's something that happened that really, you know, they're really upset about. How could that be better than a happy customer who just comes in to buy something? Well, it's the dramatic difference between those two situations that provides the opportunity. If somebody comes in happy, you got to work really hard to make them happier, right? But if somebody comes in unhappy, then, you know, maybe it wouldn't take that much to literally make them go from being unhappy to happy. Now, that is an emotional shift that is huge. That's an emotional shift that is memorable. That's an emotional shift that people will talk about. So think about that. Think about the ability to go from making somebody unhappy to make somebody from going from unhappy to happy. You have that in your power today. How about that? See, I'm giving you this power that you might not have known you had. You have the ability to make people happy today. And I know you don't want people to come back who have an issue. None of us do, because we don't want people to have issues. But here's what we know. We know that if you're going to be in business and if you're going to have customers, things aren't going to go well. I remember when I was on the farm, we had a year where during the calving season, we had an inordinate amount of calves that didn't make it. And I was pretty upset. I was a teenager and I loved my animals, and I was pretty upset about it. And I was asking my dad, why did this happen? And he said, son, the only people who don't lose calves are the people who don't have cattle. People who don't have customers with issues are the people who don't have customers. Now, obviously, we want to do things that we can to prevent the issues, the challenges, the unhappiness. But sometimes you just can't avoid that. You're not going to avoid all of it. And so the question is not whether you have these customer issues. The question is, what are you going to do about it? And if you think about this, when somebody walks in your business or somebody calls you, or however they make contact with you, and they're unhappy, you know, maybe they're just not pleased, all the way from being just not pleased to really, really unhappy. What if you looked at that from the standpoint of, instead of dreading it and maybe, you know, sort of bowing up and letting them feel your anxiety, which is not good. What about instead of that, you say to yourself, this is an unhappy person, and I have it in my power to make them happy. That is a powerful thing that I've just given you. And I want you to take that today and from here forward. I want you to think about the ability to... And so whenever somebody comes in with an issue, you know, stand up straight, smile, and think to yourself, I'm going to turn this around for this person if it's humanly possible. And then when the customers... Now, remember this. When it comes to customer service, the first thing you got to do is let them tell you what's wrong. You must let them get it all out, because that may be all you have to do. They literally... Because I promise you, they've been practicing. They've been rehearsing this whole scenario. And by golly, they're going to get it out of their system. Let them get it off their chest. Let them say it all out. Don't interrupt them. Don't ask questions unless they want you to ask a question. Let them get it all out and then say to them this. Say, use this language. Thank you so much for telling us about this problem, about this issue. Thank you for bringing this back and allowing us to help you make it right, to make this right. And then say that, and then you'll see them completely. The barriers will come away from them. And then say this to them. What will it take to make you happy? Just do it. Because remember what Bob Nagin said last hour. There's no way that transaction could be more valuable than the relationship. There's no way that transaction could be more valuable than the long-term relationship. Customer care, ladies and gentlemen, customer service, two different things. Practice both of them and you'll be successful. Going to take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.